cutting his face, his family rushing him to a local hospital. His mother says Alexander underwent open heart surgery overnight. The FAA is currently investigating.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. There's a man in custody in New York City suspected of setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She later died. It happened at the Coney Island stop in Brooklyn. A couple of days before Christmas, there's a winter storm on the move. Snow and ice in parts of the upper Midwest. Also the coldest December in years across the Northeast. More than 100 million Americans expected to travel by road or by air between now and January 2nd. This is ABC News. Blake Lively accusing the co-star and director of her film It Ends With Us of sexual harassment. The actress also alleging that Justin Baldoni is part of what she calls a smear campaign to destroy her reputation. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Over the weekend, Lively filing a complaint in California alleging sexual misconduct on set, saying Baldoni showed her nude videos and images of women, discussed sexual conquests, and criticized Lively's weight. The filing detailing a meeting held to address the concerns. The filing also includes messages Lively says showed the alleged coordinated scheme between Baldoni's team and a crisis management expert. One message reading, "We can bury anyone."
Baldoni's attorney calling the accusations completely false. Nissan and Honda are planning to merge, the Japanese automakers announcing they have signed a memo of understanding forming the world's third largest car manufacturer after Toyota and Volkswagen, listing shares in August of 2026. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a Dexus full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
While Wisconsin has been fortunate to avoid significant feral hog issues, Wisconsin's northern counties have reported some isolated cases over the years, and these aren't the same hogs that you're seeing when you go to the county fair. Jeff Morris, University Extension Swine Specialist, shares why it's important to be on the lookout.
They thrive, and those sows can have up to 2 litters a year, and with 10 pigs per litter. So you think about just one female can increase that size of their herd by 20. And so anyway, and they were very hardy, so nothing kills them, you know, as far as from weather and that type of thing. So they are so hardy and be able to survive in so many different conditions.
That's our University Extension Swine Specialist, Jeff Morris, along with us. You can hear the full interview with him on our podcast at thefarmwi.com. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the maximum acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee will host a one-day Cultivate and Connect conference that will take place on February 15th at the North Star Conference Center in DeForest. Cultivate and Connect is the Promotion Education Committee's initiative to inspire, educate, and empower Farm Bureau members and agricultural leaders by providing innovative learning experiences, networking opportunities, and actionable insights for advancing Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Another exciting thing coming up is Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be presenting Wheels of Agriculture. It's a special holiday showcase of tractors and farm equipment open now through January 4th. You can learn more about this as well as stay up to date on all things agriculture by downloading our app at thefarmwi.com. FarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 7:15. Although New Orleans got off to a 2-7 start, I asked Matt LaFleur if they've turned things around under interim head coach Darren Rizzi.
The Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost four games by 3 points or less. I mean, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I would expect us to play our best ball.
NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Kroll on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing 3 in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And credit to the guards for finding us. They make it easy on us. We just got to go down there and finish. And like you said, these past two games we've been finishing, and hope we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Kroll. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98 Q Country.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up. Between love and money, she used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American.
Up at 6:01, I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing,
just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some days you're living. Mm-hmm. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does, in my t-shirt, and it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living, yeah. Living like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You
working on the water heater. Dogs barking, phones ringing, one kid's crying, one kid's screaming, and she keeps apologizing. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Noose beginning to tighten.
Being home with my family.
Big cookout at my house.
Having good food and good drinks.
Lots of presents and food.
Merry Christmas!
98 Q Country.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, say, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Frosty the Snowman. Good frosty morning. Not too frosty, though. A warmer day here in the Northwoods. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country Studios with you today. Well, it's one of those days, folks. It's all gray all day. That's what's on the way on 98Q. What do you say? I'm sorry. I thought about it. I was gonna just let it not happen. And it was kind of bouncing around inside the empty head I've got going on top of the shoulders here. And I thought, okay, either I let that joke out or it rattles around and accumulates momentum and just kind of scrambles my brain throughout the day. Hopefully everybody's having a lovely day. I'm going to get some weather in front of us here. And of course, we'll have a bottom of the hour weather, twice an hour weather news, sports, all the good stuff here during the morning show. I am covering for Joel today because Joel deserves time off. He's been doing really good radio for a really long time and he's going to continue to do that. But now, he's got somebody to say, hey, work for me over the Christmas week. And more importantly, when you have somebody who you can say that to, the reason you can say that to them is because they can't say no. Joel, I hope you are not listening to this, because instead I hope you are home, comfortable, hanging out with family, relaxing. Hopefully the same is true of all of you, perhaps getting ready for work this morning. It's not just me in the studio, though. I've got our news director, Austin Brume, in with me today, because Austin is very kind when he knows that I'm covering for Joel. He knows that this job is a lot easier to do when you're not talking to yourself. He also knows that I'll talk to myself regardless of whether he's here or not, but we still like him to be here. Good morning, Austin.
Morning.
How's it going today? How's your weekend?
Well, the weekend was pretty good. Did some last-minute holiday shopping.
Ah, excellent. I may still have some last-minute holiday shopping to do, like on the way to the family Christmas gathering over in Minnesota on Tuesday.
Best of luck.
We'll see who's open on Christmas Eve on I-94. So a couple news stories here. Taking a look here.
Just thinking, you're going to have to stop at a Quick Trip or something to get them family gifts.
No, we're not going to go that far.
You may have one breakfast sandwich.
Well, I mean, we do have time between now and then, and the chances are that our gifts this year are going to be like homemade treats, because we've been doing a lot of culinary experimentation. There's fudge here in the studio that Rachel just made yesterday, which was how I learned how easy fudge is to make. So beware, I'm about to wreak fudge upon the world, which sounds a lot less delightful than I promise you it's going to be.
That brings the opportunity. Coffee fudge.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's already been on the list. Fudge is it appeals to me. For those who haven't tried my culinary creations, they have a couple things in common with each other, which is that they're all very conducive to flavor experimentation and really very easy to make in general. Fudge is perfectly on that list. So coffee fudge, coffee being the predecessor to fudge itself in things I love to make, coffee fudge will be a natural result. So looking at some news headlines here, I'm going to skip the top one because we've got a fiery murder. Happy Monday. Let's skip the fiery Subway
Welcome
murder.
Welcome to the day before Christmas Eve.
Like, see, here's the question I've got. Why is a fiery Subway murder in Guatemala top of the list for a U.S.-based news source? Do we think people really just want the horror that badly? Well, I'll tell you what, folks. If you do want horror that badly, I have for you a box office report here. Critic reports for what movies are best. And there is a phenomenal horror movie coming out. And we'll talk about that. And I will skip the fiery Subway murder. Oh, wait, here we go. How about a German Christmas market attack, leaving two dead? Wow. All right. We're on a ripper. International depressing news. This one I actually wanted to keep in hand, though, because Darla, our station manager, she was in a Christmas market in Germany like 2 weekends ago.
That's true. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, got a family member who has a job that allows for some kind of short notice flights and some fun last minute plans like that. So Darla popped over and did some Christmas market shopping. She even talked about it on, I think it was reality radio or the morning show the day she got back or so. And I just thought, holy cow, I don't know if Darla was in Magdeburg, which is where 70 people were injured, 15 seriously, including the two fatalities. A 50-year-old doctor living in Germany since 2006 has been arrested as the suspect. Here I said we weren't going to talk about the horrifying stuff, but
yeah,
this one got a little bit too relevant. In other tragic but less horrifying news, Ricky Henderson died at 65. A baseball legend after a bout of pneumonia. Played most of his 25-year career with the A's and the Yankees. Held the all-time record for both stolen bases and runs scored. 10-time All-Star, first ballot Hall of Famer. Wow. What else do we have? Okay, so here we go. Movies opening this week. I will save that for a little bit. We'll talk about that in just a minute here. I've got movies to look at. We've got some celebrity birthdays to go over. We'll probably save that for later in the day. And let's see. We've got some sneaky reports. Oh, we'll go over some sports. We've got it was an interesting weekend in the NFL, and of course the Packers are playing this evening, so we'll have that game right here. Pre-game coverage should start right around 5 o'clock. When we have those night games, we usually have a 2-hour lead time.
Kickoff is at like 7:15.
Yeah, kickoff 7:15. March that back about 2 hours, and you'll get the beginning of our pregame coverage, which means it's not all gray all day. It's gray in Austin to start the day, and then you get Mike McKay, and then you get gray for a little while. Yay. So that's.
And then you get the Packers doing what the Packers do.
Yeah, so basically you get a lot of me while you wait for the Packers today. We'll keep it light, though. Like I said, Joel's off today. You'll have me again on Thursday. It's Christmas week. That's what I told Joel. It's just like, hey, if people spot what we've done here to set up a little bit of time off for ourselves, I think we'll get a pat on the back more than we'll get a complaint. And that is one of the things I love about the Northwoods. On top of some beautiful weather, speaking of, let's catch some bottom of the hour news, weather, and sports before a couple more country tunes. Austin and I will check in with you again once or twice before 7 o'clock here on WCQM 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Drones dropping out of formation and falling from the sky in the middle of an Orlando, Florida holiday show over the weekend, severely injuring a 7-year-old boy.
The company behind the drone show, Sky Elements, saying in a statement, Sky Elements Drones wants to extend our sincere hope for a full and speedy recovery to those impacted.
We turned around and we saw that he was hit. He was unconscious. It was horrible.
The drone hitting the boy in the chest, one of the propellers cutting his face, his family rushing him to a local hospital. His mother says Alexander underwent open heart surgery overnight. The FAA is currently investigating.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. There's a man in custody in New York City suspected of setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She later died. It happened at the Coney Island stop in Brooklyn. A couple of days before Christmas, there's a winter storm on the move. Snow and ice in parts of the upper Midwest. Also the coldest December in years across the Northeast. More than 100 million Americans expected to travel by road or by air between now and January 2nd. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting a Christmas party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, And of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas? Once again, this is happening Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m. through to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Whether looking to do some ice fishing or taking a skating opportunity, it is important to practice proper ice safety. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. People planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. You need at least 4 inches of ice thickness to walk out on safely. Winds also play a key factor in shifting ice sheets around where you could break away from shore.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 7:15. Although New Orleans got off to a 2-7 start, I asked Matt LaFleur if they've turned things around under interim head coach Darren Rizzi.
The Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost 4 games by 3 points or less. I mean, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I would expect us to play our best ball.
NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Crawl on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing 3 in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And credit to the guards for finding us. They make it easy on us. We just got to go down there and finish. And like you said, these past 2 games we've been finishing, and hopefully we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers, Stephen Crawl. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This holiday season, Warga Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin thanks you for your continued support. With quality pre-owned, well-inspected vehicles, a trusted body shop welcoming all insurance work, towing services, tire sales, and reliable vehicle service, Warga is proud to keep you moving all year long. To their valued customers, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Warga Auto and Truck Center. Here's to safe travels, happy holidays, and a wonderful year ahead.
Stock up on everyday essentials at Menards and save big money. We're your one-stop shop for pet food and supplies. Feed your pets wild side with Blue Buffalo dog and cat food. It's made with real meat and natural ingredients that your pets will love. Save big on Blue Buffalo pet food at Menards. And don't forget to visit Menards.com to see our weekly flyer for all our great deals.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country.
Back to the music here on 98Q Country. Here's Keith Urban, Little Bit of Everything. We'll talk some NFL sports in about 10.
I wish I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but he'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want, and she'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just wanna sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Cigars and I smoke them nice and slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch and a big old room, still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just wanna sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. A little bit of everything under the sun. So when I kick back basking in it, I'll be okay. Of nothing, I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
Turns into a winter wonderland. Happy holidays from 98Q Country.
Hey baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. Teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to
to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, hit the road, check the phone just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these.
Rascal Flatts here on 98Q Country. Good, cool morning. 28 degrees out there. It is currently 641, and you're listening to your local civic media station, 98Q Country, covering for Joel today. Got Gray here in the studio. Austin will be popping in now and again with you today until 10 o'clock when Mike McKay takes over. And then, yes, indeed, I'll be back with you from 2 o'clock until about 5 because we've got NFL football tonight. Packers taking on the Saints at Lambeau, a home game for the green and gold this evening. We'll have tidbits, highlights, things about that all day because I do have an afternoon show. I'm spending most of my time between talking to you this morning, preparing to talk way too much football during my own show. So I won't pollute Joel's show too much with my armchair quarterback opinions. But that said, quick look at the scores from the NFL over the weekend. Of course, the Thursday game saw the Chargers over the Broncos 34-27. Saturday, we had a couple of Saturday games. The Chiefs continue to shake the metal box and have a quarter fallout. I don't know. The Chiefs are so confusing to me. There's nothing about what they're doing should be allowed. They can stop putting together these weird last second victories anytime, and they're one of the statistically weirdest 14-1 teams ever. They break every rule. They're letting points through. They're letting turnovers get away. They're letting everything go except the games. It's almost like Andy Reid realized after decades how football is actually supposed to be played, and all of that trying hard stuff is just nonsense. I don't know. Ravens over the Steelers. Lamar Jackson gets the bug off his back a little bit. He's had a lot of hard times in his career against Mike Tomlin. Of course, when one of your divisional opponent coaches has you figured out, that's got to be frustrating as a player. I think Jordan Love and Dan Campbell might know more about that than I'd like them to. Falcons over Giants 34-7. Michael Penix looked pretty solid. I've got to look a little bit deeper, but the only interception he had in the first game of his career came on a horrifically juggled ball. So hopefully he kept the ball safe, and if he did that in his very first start, he's doing better than many quarterbacks. Of course, Lions over Bears 34-17, surprising no one. What did surprise some of us was that the Lions let through 14 points in the first half, actually. The Bears scoring 14 in Q2 and then 3 points in quarter 3 before neither team scored at all in that fourth quarter, 34-17 Lions. The Lions continue to do what they've been doing all year. And so do the Bears. Bengals over Browns, 24-6. Jamar Chase making his bid for the best receiver in the league this year up there against Justin Jefferson and a couple others in that category, hauling in his 16th receiving touchdown. And there's still 2 games left. That's bonkers. That's absolutely bonkers. And yes, we're in that era where we're adding games. So every year, a bunch of records are going to be broken in because there's opportunities that didn't exist before. You know, Jerry Rice never had 17 games. So what he did in his 16 games is astounding, and even more so. That said, I think we all just kind of have to accept that you've either got to pretend these records are all valid in the same way they used to be, or we can go the rest of our lives with asterisks. Broke this record in 16 games, broke it in 17 games. And from now on, NFL stats and records are just going to kind of look like that. That's kind of what I expect to happen. Colts over Titans in a bit of a slap fight, 38-30. Of course, the Colts nearing 500, but the Titans at 3-12. It kind of felt like we were watching two 3-12 teams yesterday. The Rams over the Jets, Rodgers falling apart, even with a couple gorgeous passes to Devontae, 19-9. Let's see here. Eagles lost to the Commanders. The Commanders are real. I mean, the Eagles were real, and we knew that. The Commanders, we've suspected all season. They're 10-5 now, but they're 6-2 at home. Watch out for Washington. Speaking of teams coming on strong in the second half of the season, the Panthers, 4-11 now, but 36-30 to bring the Cardinals down to 7-8. The big story on the Panthers, of course, second-year quarterback Bryce Young, loudly touted as a bust last year and even in the beginning of this year, but now suddenly someone flipped the switch on the young man. He looks like he's got the chops. Vikings over Seahawks, 27-24. I wish Joel were here so I can make fun of him over that three-point victory, but that's the kind of stuff that has me nervous, you know? You can't go by that kind of logic because the Vikings whooped up on us. That game wasn't as close as it looked, and we beat the Seahawks quite soundly last week. So by all logic, the Vikings beat us, we beat the Seahawks. The Vikings should beat the Seahawks quite comfortably. Nope, 3 points. That's the kind of thing that if you ever go into an NFL game assuming you win, boy, don't turn it off until the end because, yeah, Vikings over Seahawks, 27-24. Patriots lost to the Bills, 24-21. Kind of the same story here. The Patriots, 3-12. The Bills, 12-3 after this game. So, of course, you've got 3-11 versus 11-3. So, you've got a massive swing. There's nothing to say that the Patriots, it's a divisional opponent, though. You know, you've got coaches who study each other and their tendencies and the team's tendencies. You never know when you're going to run into somebody who's figured you out. And even if they've got a whole roster of A-minus players and a couple of B-plus guys, you know, if they can't touch you on paper, watch out because you're going in with your head high and you're going to go, oh, man. Speaking of slap fights, Jaguars and Raiders, 3-12. Both of them after this contest, Raiders over the Jaguars, 19-14. Brock Bowers, tight end, rookie tight end for the Raiders. One of the best rookies I've ever seen. Of course, the tight end position doesn't show it well for him, but expect to see and hear a lot of the name Brock Bowers. Who do we have here? Dolphins over 49ers, 29-17. The 49ers have been mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. They're 2-5 away so far this season. It's an off year for them. If next year is another one, be ready for a lot of weird discussions. Of course, already this year, people talking about the head coaching situation. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, the general manager over there at San Francisco, just laughed. That's not going to happen. These guys were playoff contenders every year since Shanahan showed up and Super Bowl contenders most years. So I don't expect that to change anytime soon. But yeah, the Dolphins took the dub. And finally, the Cowboys managed to put one together, taking the win over the Buccaneers, 26-24. It's been a bit of a weird week in the NFL, but it's the NFL, and weird weeks are the norm. We'll see if the Packers can put a final nail in the coffin for this week by sending the Saints packing. How's it going back there, Austin?
It's certainly going.
We just got done talking football. We're going to catch a word from local sponsors, then a few more country songs to carry us into the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Catch the Wolf Farms Sports Report at 7, noon, and 5 every day, and then we'll take a look at some pieces of local news. Some things, we got people dipping out of Senate races, we've got fiery murder attempts, and all kinds of fun things that you can always find featured in local news, or not local news, but national and regional news, especially in the last, I don't know, decade or so. We'll keep that kind of fun up, but we'll also go all Park Falls about it, because it's just you and I here so far today, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of Christmas in the air.
Probably.
Shout out to all of you who don't have the kind of lax atmosphere as Christmas approaches, because many industries don't care about Christmas.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean when I say that. I don't view them as cold-hearted. It's just there's a lot of industries, of workplaces, where Christmas isn't super relevant.
Well, yeah, and it's a matter of a lot of them, they can't stop.
Yep, exactly.
Like manufacturing, yep, for example. What are they supposed to do? Just shut down?
Those are exactly the ones I'm talking about. So shout out to you. If Christmas means business as usual for you, you're exactly who I'm thinking about today. We've got some Christmas music coming for you a couple times an hour, brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center and a couple other great sponsors. We'll shout shout out as they pop up.
And always remember, it is okay if you don't celebrate Christmas on Christmas.
Oh, just wait.
It's not the day.
We'll be talking about that. You've got options for holidays. You've got options that aren't holidays.
Absolutely.
I'll spend some time talking about what today is all about as I prepare for my afternoon show. I'll let some of that bleed into the morning show here. Covering for Joel, Greg Anderson in the 98Q studios. Got Austin here with me. We'll be back after the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Catch the Wolf Farm Sports Report alongside top of the hour weather and other news.
98Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin reflects three generations of dedicated service to the community. Offering dependable vehicle repairs, quality tires, and expert maintenance, the team takes pride in helping drivers stay confident and worry-free wherever the road takes them. As a family-owned business, Phillips Service Center values the trust and loyalty of its customers and looks forward to serving the community for years to come. Phillips Service Center wishes everyone a joyful Christmas and a new year filled with happiness and safe journeys.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Are you having the holiday horrors, trying to figure out the perfect gift for everyone on your list? So many people, so few ideas. It's terrifying. But guess what? I have the perfect gift you can give everyone. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. That's right, hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. They're the perfect gift for a mother, for a father, grandma, grandpa, for the kids, for a friend, for a coworker, and for your boss who you're hoping gives you that big holiday bonus. For everybody. Because Skechers Slip-ins don't cost a ton of money. They last a long time, and people will appreciate them forever. Every time they slip your gift on, they will smile. And why are they smiling? Because with Skechers Slip-ins, they'll never have to touch their shoes again. Just step into them and they're on. With no bending down, no retying the laces, and you are good to go. And they're so easy to give. No more wandering the store, no more scrolling online wondering what to get people. Give the newest thing, the most convenient change in footwear that's ever been. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Find Skechers Slip-ins for the holidays at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
98Q Country.
Distracted.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request.
Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. If I die, Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Oh, drop me up beside the jukebox.
Joe Diffie here on 98Q Country. Prop me up beside the jukebox. Greg Gunderson here in the studio with Austin Brume, our news director, holding it down, covering for Joel today. We'll be with you through the whole morning show all the way till 10 o'clock. We've got top of the hour news and sports coming up next year right at 7 o'clock, along with the Wolf Farms Sports Report. How do you spell perfect pork, Austin? I know I spell it W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S.
That's the only way to spell it, I thought.
Wolf Farms, find them on Facebook. Talk to Isaiah. He knows exactly what you need. And it might make a good last-minute gift idea. We'll be back after top of the hour news, sports, weather, and a couple country songs to talk Packers info. We've got this most of the injury report intact, as well as a couple of pieces of news that aren't especially horrifying, and so we're willing to discuss them. But right now, though, we've got that news, weather, and sports. I don't know why I lost that word. News, weather, and sports every hour, twice an hour, right here on WCQM.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is converting the sentences of 37 people on federal death row to life in prison. The conversion does not include those found guilty of hate-motivated mass shootings, including the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh and the Emmanuel AME church shooting suspect in Charleston, South Carolina. The Boston Marathon bomber also exempt. Court date today for Luigi Mangione.